Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Joe Gantenbein. Batting second. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Rubeling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Porter Vaughn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Porter Vaughn. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miles for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenberg. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Johnson trying to get to third. Greenberg throws the ball into Kress, who tags Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rubling moves to second. One out. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rubling scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Tom Seitz now pitching. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitz strikes out. Two outs. Frank Croucher pinch hits for Dick Bartel. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rubling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Croucher now playing shortstop. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Seitz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vaughn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rubeling strikes out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Seitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-2 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantenbein moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0-for-1 in the game. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vaughn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer is hit by the pitch. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rubiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubiling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rubiling strikes out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantenbein strikes out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Scat Mehta pinch hits for Tom Seitz. Scat Mehta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mehta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantenbein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0-for-2 in the game. Croucher hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Archie McCain now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. McCoskey chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Croucher. Croucher fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Croucher. Rubeling moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Athletics. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lillard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lillard moves to second. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-4 in the game. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress is called out on strikes. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-3 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantenbein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.